Hello, I'm Bonnie Rabakoff, and this week we're in the kitchen to cook with our kids. Joining me to do this is Dr. Sarah Hample from Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics, Jennifer Matasik, who's the Director of Marketing at Whole Foods Market, and Executive Chef Josh Eanes with Blanc Burgers, and we have gathered together to address the issue of child obesity, but more importantly, just cooking with our families to make for a healthy lifestyle. So Dr. Hample, we talked about, we sort of set the stage for the scope of this issue, epidemic, if you will, and its effects short-term and long-term. And we're going to talk about a variety of ways to make healthy breakfasts happen. But what are some quick on the go? You had some suggestions for us for that.
Well, you know, you do want to try to make it as well-balanced as possible, and there are a number of quick things that can be done, even if it's, you know, grabbing a banana and a cup of non-fat yogurt on the way out the door with a plastic spoon, or whole wheat toast with a thin layer of peanut butter would be another good option that would be quick. A hard-boiled egg would certainly be a good option.
So at the beginning of the week, boiling up some eggs and having those ready to go.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. And
a little planning.
It, you know, any of the less less sugar added oatmeals, even some of the ready-to-eat cereals that have more than 3 grams of fiber per serving and less than 12 grams of added sugar would be good choices for kids on the go.
Okay, and so that involves reading labels. And now we're getting to the shopping part of cooking with kids. And for that, we have Jennifer with us. Jennifer, can you begin with some overall tips about you walk into the grocery store and some approaches to getting to those healthy foods?
Certainly. Well, one of the places that you're going to find the most fresh and healthy foods is going to be at the perimeter of the store. So that's
never thought of that. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of unusual, but when you think about that's where the cooling systems are, that's where you'll be able to find it. So that's where you walk around and you find your fruits and your vegetables. Are on those edges. You can also walk past like the milk and the yogurt and those kind of things. So that's,
and your cart starts filling up faster with the good stuff.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, the things that are shelf stable are on the shelf, which means those are the things that aren't going to perish as easily, which usually don't have as much nutritional content. And that's typically where we do a lot of our grocery shopping, is right in the middle of the grocery store.
Okay.
So there are good things in the middle of the grocery
store. Of course.
You don't want to miss that. But you do want to be careful about what you're selecting, and you want to make sure that the options that you're getting are as processed as minimally as possible. So some pantry basics would be, for example, having some olive oil on hand so that you've got something to cook with, or some kind of spray oil. I know we're not all fans of the spray oil, but it can be okay in minimal quantities.
Mm-hmm.
Canned fishes can be okay, like tuna. I recommend packed in water instead of oil for a better calorie content there. Canned fruits and vegetables, and again, it does matter what they're preserved in. So if you can get something that's preserved in a natural fruit juice instead of a high fructose corn syrup, that's always preferred.
Please read your labels.
Okay. And if you can't pronounce it, or if you're not sure what's in that item that you're picking up, give it a little extra thought. I'd prefer somebody not pick it up, but I do understand that there are limited selections for folks depending on where they are in the area.
Okay.
So canned tomatoes are a good thing to have on hand. Beans, grains, they're actually really easy to cook. People have been doing them for thousands of years, so it's not too hard to
And also, I know at Whole Foods Market and some other places, there are bins where you can buy those grains in bulk, and it is the least expensive way of purchasing them and just keeping them on hand in your pantry.
Yes, buy as little or as much as you want. The bulk sections are a great place to experiment. You know, if you're not sure if your family is really going to go for the kidney beans or the black beans, well, you know, invest very little in that and find out. Give it a try. Pastas are also a nice thing to have on hand. We do recommend the whole wheat pastas. Let's see, what else can we think of? Soups. Soups and stocks are great. You can make your own stock. We've been doing that recently, and I'm surprised how much flavor there is just in a nice vegetable stock. But you can buy that. You just want to pick something low sodium when it comes to soups and stocks. Flavorings, it's nice to have herbs and spices on hand. Those keep for a pretty good amount of time. Do check the expiration dates. Some folks I know like to keep those for several years.
And, yours don't work, but you also have some bulk in your spice area. And that's how we purchase our spices, is by bulk and in small quantities to preserve freshness.
That's a great way to do it. One of our stores has it that way. The other one doesn't. Okay. But it's a great option. Dressings, things like vinegars, mustard, salad dressings, a lot of those you can keep in your pantry until you open them. Then you need to go ahead and refrigerate those. Breads, we recommend whole grain breads and cereals. Those can be a good source of fiber for you. Dried fruits are nice. They're a
good snack.
They are, but it's a really easy way to get a lot of calories and a few bites.
So mix it with other things.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put it in your cereal in the morning.
Exactly. Nuts and seeds. It's good to have a few sugars on hand, like real maple syrup or honey to add flavoring. And then some snacks that are good to have are like low-fat popcorn and pretzels, whole grain crackers and applesauce.
So if you get your pantry filled with some really nutritional things, when the urge comes to snack, you've got the right stuff in the refrigerator and in the pantry for your family. And I think the other piece is, and I know it was helpful to me when my son was at home and most of us work and our children are in school, is planning. Just 10, 15 minutes of planning what that menu or your needs might be, so you're not running to the store every day.
It saves you so much money, too. I know a lot of people who have refrigerators, literally more than one refrigerator, full of food and nothing to eat. And the reason being is they've got...
That's chronic.
Yeah. They've got the deli meat, but they don't have the bread. Or they have this, but they don't have that. So...
Yeah, so just doing that planning, and I'm a big fan of lists, just getting that list together and getting to a place where you can go to the store once or twice a week and have what you need. I'm also, we talked about accessibility and having fresh fruits and vegetables accessible to the general public, and there's some programs out there I would like for our listeners to know about.
Sure. Well, a lot of the programs are government funded. There's the Women, Infants, and Children program, and that helps women and infants and children have better access to food at reduced costs. There's also, of course, food stamps. Whole Food Market does accept the EBT card. A lot of people don't realize that that is a place that it can be used. And then a lot of the farmers markets, like the River Market, will accept the different food programs.
So just to be mindful of that. And also, I know you have a salad bar program going on. We complain, or some of us do, about the quality or lack thereof of food in the school cafeterias. And when we get back, I would like for us to talk about a program that Whole Foods is participating in that can help get those fresh fruits and vegetables every day in the classroom. So please stay with us in the kitchen.